Veteran Democratic Congressman Edward Markey and Republican newcomer Gabriel Gomez exchanged barbs over each other's records as both attempted to close the sale with voters heading into the final days of the campaign. Gomez, who continues to trail in the polls, almost begged voters to take a chance on him.
I ask you to give me 17 months and see if I've kept my word. And if I have, you can reelect me. And if I haven't, then vote me out.
Markey continued to stress where he and Gomez differ on issues such as banning assault weapons, raising taxes on the wealthy, and protecting popular middle-class tax breaks, such as home mortgage interest deductions.
This is really a question of whose side you're on. Who are you going to fight? What are you going to stand up for? And I think my record is very clear.
Gomez challenged Markey to identify votes he'd taken where the 37-year incumbent congressman had broken with the Democratic ranks. Gomez argued there would be no hope of breaking partisan gridlock in Washington if voters move Markey from the House to the Senate.
Where I come from the military, you either lead or you get out of the way. You've had 37 years, Congressman, to take this debt. What you've done is you've taken it from almost $700 billion to $17 trillion. Now, you want to keep blaming somebody else? That's no accountability. And that's why people are tired of D.C.
Markey again mocked Gomez's claim to be a new kind of Republican who will buck his party on issues such as immigration reforms and climate change, pointing to Gomez's support for loosening restrictions on Wall Street and raising the retirement age for Social Security.
Mr. Gomez is running on the stalest old Republican ideas.
One of the liveliest exchanges of the hour-long debate, which was broadcast from the studios of Boston PBS affiliate WGBH and moderated by R.D. Saul, came over the issue of term limits for members of Congress. Markey was incredulous when Gomez said he had broached the subject with Republican Senator John McCain when the two campaigned together in Boston earlier this month.
Mr. Gomez did not tell John McCain, this should be your last term. You should just be leaving right now, as he came. That never happened. That conversation did not happen. I think everyone here knows he did not tell McCain right now. He should be finishing his career at the end of this term.
Mr. Gomez, did that conversation happen or didn't
it? Absolutely did happen. So if you want to call me a liar, that's fine, Congressman Markey, because that's effectively what you've been doing with all these TV ads. You know, I know Congressman Lynch was up here before, and he called you a liar, and I think you were only lying a little bit back then.
Mr. Lynch isn't running tonight. We need to move on.
A McCain spokesman told the Associated Press that Gomez and McCain did discuss term limits during the visit, but McCain disagrees with Gomez on the issue. Gomez used sharp rhetoric when he complained that Markey was misrepresenting his positions on any number of issues, including gun control.
You continue to try to scare, and you're also the only person here who is craven enough, the only political candidate, to actually use the Newtown Massacre for political gain. That says it right there. You'll do anything and say anything to get elected congressman.
Markey challenged Gomez to explain why an ordinary citizen would need to buy a gun that can shoot 100 rounds in 2 minutes. Gomez did not respond directly. He said he supported expanded background checks for gun purchasers and that his goal was to get all guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Markey said that while his votes in Congress are a matter of public record, Gomez's past is not so transparent. Gomez has made much during the campaign of his personal story as a son of Colombian immigrants, a Navy SEAL, and a private equity investor who made millions of dollars. Markey challenged Gomez to disclose his client list.
Who he worked for, as he brags about his business career. And I do believe that the people of Massachusetts have a right to know what he did in the private sector.
Gomez said investors he worked with during his 9 years at Advent International included public employee unions and the Illinois Pension Fund, which counts President Obama as a beneficiary. The two candidates said that for the most part they support President Obama's new policy on the use of drone strikes overseas against alleged terrorists. They both urged caution on the administration's plans to arm Syrian rebels.
And I think that we should be providing arms and humanitarian aid to the rebel group that is going to best promote peace and democracy in the Middle East.
We want to back democratically oriented groups within that country. We don't want to help those elements that might come back to haunt us, both in that country and around the world.
Going into the final days of the campaign, Markey enjoys a 2-to-1 advantage in campaign finances over Gomez. Markey has also worked to organize thousands of volunteers across the state for a Get Out the Vote effort. Voters on June 25th will choose a successor to John Kerry, who resigned from the Senate in January to become Secretary of State. The election winner will fill Kerry's unexpired term, which has just 17 months left, meaning another Senate campaign in Massachusetts is already on the horizon. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.